Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so Lila here wanted us to do a background check. She has been dating a guy for a couple of years, and she knows that he was arrested back in the day, but he's been very aloof on being honest on exactly what it was, and she's dying to know. Hey, Lila, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. Tell us what's going on with this man of yours. I mean, it's been 2 years now. Do you really need to know?
Yes. Okay. So I've been dating this great guy, David, for 2 years. He's significantly older than me. I'm 33 and he's 54. And this past weekend, we were out drinking with a bunch of friends, and we started playing the game Never Have I Ever. Mm-mm. And one of my friends said, "Never have I ever been arrested." And of course, everybody started laughing, but David puts his finger down, and everybody stopped laughing and kind of looked at him, and everyone was uncomfortable. And I was like, "Why? I don't understand." And he was just kind of shrugging it off. And I was like, "Okay, listen, you can't just do that and then not explain." So, you know, David just said some things are just better left unsaid and didn't want to go into it. So I tried to let it go because we continued to play. But of course, it's the only thing I could think of. Like, I've been dating this guy for 2 years, and how did I not know this? And how has this not come up? So we finally wrapped up a little while later, and in the car ride home, I decided not to say anything. You know, he dropped me off because he had to be somewhere in the morning, so we didn't spend the night together. I was tossing and turning in bed all night. I couldn't fall asleep. That's all I could think about. Then the next morning, I woke up, and curiosity got the better of me, and I literally spent hours online trying to do public record search, like trying to find any clues of his past that I could. It was maddening and driving me crazy, and I found nothing. I couldn't get anywhere. But I've heard that you guys do background checks, and you're really great at finding things out. So I'm coming to you out of desperation and asking you to please do a background check on David and find out why he was arrested and what happened.
Yeah, our show director, Tommy's got a guy. We asked the guy, and we've got answers for you in a couple of minutes. But did he say how long ago this arrest happened? Because I think that has a lot to do with it, right? Yeah.
No, I mean, he just completely shrugged it off. He would not give me any information. He just, like I said, he said some things are better left unsaid, and he was shrugging, and that's it. Well, he admitted to being arrested because he put his finger down, but that was it.
I think the fact that he is being vague about the arrest to me already gives me some red flags, but this doesn't seem to be a big deal breaker for you. Like, there are levels to what he could be arrested for. So I'm wondering, like, what to you is an acceptable arrest that you're going to like stay with him for? Like, what's the line for you?
I mean, if he was arrested, I guess, for like, you know, silly mistake driving, possibly, you know, I mean, there's crazy things that come up when you're driving, right? Like like a violation or whatever. I guess maybe like a scuffle with friends that he didn't really do anything terrible, but maybe started like a yelling match. But obviously if it comes back that he killed somebody or that, you know, he abused someone or whatever, then of course that's a deal breaker. So you really think, you know, if it's something that's like not as big of a deal.
I'm trying to understand his thinking because you're playing that game and they ask if you get arrested. He puts a finger down. So I think in order for him to admit it and it like to act like it wasn't a big deal, that it wasn't a big deal. But then I'm trying to figure out like if it was something small and minuscule, why wouldn't you just
say it?
Why wouldn't you just say it? Like what are you hiding?
Yeah, see, 'cause I'm curious.
Right, exactly.
I'm curious.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There's this big to-do, right? Like, you put this finger down, and everybody's sitting there in suspense, and it's like, what? Like, you know, is this a big deal or is it not? I've been dating you for 2 years. This is something I should know.
that would be enough of a red flag for me to leave. I would rather you
really?
Not even. Yeah. I would rather you not tell me you got arrested if you're not going to tell me why. Like, why even bring it up? Because at that point, you not telling me is going to make me feel like it's something that you know if I know is going to be a problem.
But isn't that a lie at the end of the day? Like, I mean, he was honest enough to say, yeah, I was arrested, but just doesn't want to talk about anything in his past. You'd rather him lie and not say anything at all.
Well, because you're omitting the reason. So if you're going to omit the reason, you might as well omit even telling me in the first place.
Huh. Now, just so we have clarification and a definition of your relationship, it's been 2 years, so you know if you're in love with this guy or not. You're in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're madly in love with each other, and we've shared everything. I mean, it's been 2 years.
Okay. So my question here is, if it's been 2 years and you're madly in love with this guy, if he has something in his past that he's embarrassed by, why even tempt it? You're in love with a dude and you found a great relationship, so who cares?
Well, right, but at the same time, what if he murdered a past girlfriend? Or what if he, you know, what if he has this whole other life? I mean, I've heard stories all the time about people having a whole other life, you know, and some people are good at hiding it. What if there's something that that he's hiding from me that's major?
Well, he is definitely hiding something from
somebody.
Yeah.
I think the scale depends on how big it is, really.
I get what you're saying, Lila, and also, Bert, I get what you're saying, because you're not in love with him however long ago he was arrested. You're in love with him now and who he is now. So, but at the same, I would be doing the exact same thing you're doing, though.
I gotta know.
Curiosity would have you know. All right, give us a couple of minutes here. Our show director, Tommy, he's got a guy. He called his guy. His guy got info for you, and we will pass it on to you with the background check coming up in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you. Okay, yep.
It's the Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.
In a couple,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A couple of seconds here. We will give Lila the background check results that she wanted for her boyfriend of 2 years. She knows he has some kind of arrest record, but didn't know what was on it. We found out, so we'll tell her in just a couple of seconds. Kristen sent me this yesterday or the day before, and I got to be honest with you, I would have looked like an idiot also. I really would have, man. You should ask Mo the question before we even play the video.
No, I'm going to play the video and let her ask a question, and then we're going to pause it throughout so you guys can answer the questions.
I've already watched it, so now I know the answer, actually, because I was curious yesterday.
Yeah.
I would have 100% got it wrong.
Got you. All right, so I came across this video from Roe v. Bros, and just asking men on the street certain things about how a woman's body works.
And the cool thing, I mean, it was shot right here in Atlanta. There's the big Mercedes-Benz logo. She's at the stadium. These guys are all buzzed anyway. They're like, all right, yeah, I'll answer.
At one point, I was like, I'm pretty sure she's hanging out at Little Five.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let her take over. And then, Mo, after she asks the question, we're going to let you try to guess, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many days in a month can a woman get pregnant?
I'm high, and you gonna ask me some stuff like that?
Welcome to another episode of Roe v. Bros, the game show where we find out how much men know about women's bodies. All right, and what was your name?
My name is Ollie, and I think I know a lot about women's bodies.
All right, we'll see. How many days in a month can a woman get pregnant?
How many days in a month can a woman get pregnant?
Man.
And Bert already admitted he did not know this answer.
No, I'm only laughing at you because I got it way wrong.
I have absolutely no idea, but I'll take a guess. 20.
20. Tommy, if you're going to answer the same question, what would it be?
Five.
5 days, Bob.
You're both incorrect, but one is much closer than the other.
I'm guessing.
I don't know the answer. I'm going to go with at least 20.
Let's see. So a week of their period. So 3 weeks?
Every day? I don't know.
Every day.
I think they're most fertile when they're about to begin their period. Actually, I know that's right. When they're about to begin their period, they're the most fertile.
Are there parts of a cycle? I don't even know what the cycle is. I'm not sure.
Can sex while pregnant hurt the baby?
Yeah, if it's rough enough.
I'm thinking, like, what if I poke him or something? Then that's just more awkward for me, because then, like, you know, so no, I don't know.
How many days in a month can a woman get pregnant?
28, like all of them.
I can't even pretend I know. How many days in a month can a woman get pregnant? There's, like, only certain days that women can get pregnant?
The answer is 7.
Oh.
So
that when ovulation days?
Yeah, so you have ovulation the day before ovulation, ovulation, and the day after ovulation.
Got it.
So. I was somewhere up in the 20s, bro.
I was there with you, man.
My bad. All right, let's get Lila back on here. Just to recap here, Lila's been going out with the dude for 2 years. They are using the L word. She loves him. Loves him. But they were playing a game the other day. And he admitted that he had been arrested in his past. But when she brought it back up, he's like, I don't want to talk about it. It's in my past. But she's curious, naturally curious. So we have made the offer to her and made the offer to you guys. If you want us to do a background check on somebody, go ahead, hit us up. And Tommy, our show director here, he's got a guy.
You always say a guy.
A guy.
It's not a guy.
What is it?
It's a woman.
He's got a girl.
Yeah.
He's got himself a woman.
We met in Miami. She used to do some PI stuff for me down there and continues to do so to this day for the Burt Show. So I reached out to her. Everything came back clean.
What?
Well, let me explain. Well, almost everything.
Okay.
Was something expunged?
Okay. We did the usual stuff. Name, that was clean. The address was clean. He's never been married and he's 54. So that's a little sus.
Do you know that, Lila?
I did know that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, his education record.
Why is that sus?
Right. He's 54 and never been married.
So? Everybody don't want to be married.
Women, what do you think about that? Kind of raise an eyebrow? Just asking the women on the show.
Not now.
I mean,
I think
PC right now?
No, I'm not being PC right now, I swear. I think I want to keep the same energy. I think if a man meets a woman at 54 and she's not married, that should hold. Like, some people just, like, that's not their bag.
I mean, I don't want to insult Lila, but first thing I thought was he must be ugly.
Or is a terrible personality.
Abby.
I would say it's a little eye-raising because it's just anything that's outside of the norm is going to, like, perk your ears up a little bit. But I don't think it necessarily means there's something wrong with him, or maybe he does have a terrible personality.
All right.
Can you get arrested for that?
Probably.
That's on his record.
In my book.
Terrible
Damn.
Personality.
The other normal things we check, education record, employment record, those all seem normal. So now to the real nitty gritty, the arrest. Our PI has access to tools that I don't have. You know, I'm good at tracking people down for the show and stuff like that, but they have additional tools as a PI that I don't have or Lily would have, you know, in her searches.
Sure.
So that's why she probably didn't find anything. Turns out David, as we're calling him, was arrested. It was a long time ago. I know you asked earlier.
How long?
It was a long time ago. And Lily, you'll be glad to know, or Lila, you'll be glad to know, it's nothing bad that's going to make you think less of him or want you to stop dating him. In fact, it may endear you more to him.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Because I want you guys, based on what I just said, what do you think he got arrested for?
I think he was arrested at a protest.
Ah, that was mine. Or I was going to say he was at a Sabrina Carpenter concert. He was arrested for being too hot.
Bert, Mo, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say protest. I was definitely not going to say that, but that's the answer.
When David was a lot younger, he got caught up in a protest.
Really? Okay, now we need to know what the protest was for.
We don't know.
Dang it.
But we do know things obviously escalated, and he was arrested for civil disobedience.
Okay, so now the question is raised. One, why wouldn't he share that? Because that's like no biggie.
Right.
But two, you've done the digging. You did a background check on your boyfriend of 2 years, even though he said he didn't want to disclose what happened. If you go to him and tell him you did this, I think that may give him grounds to break up with you.
Abby?
Right. Well, that was what I was going to say. I mean, like, he could have told me this. I mean, like you said, it's not a big deal. So I guess I was going to ask you guys if I should ask him one more time or to see and see if he tells me on his own, or should I just drop it? But I guess I should probably just drop it because it wasn't a big deal and, you know, let bygones be bygones, right?
I don't necessarily think you should drop it, but I do think it's interesting that he's going to keep it to himself. The only theory I have for the reason why he wouldn't want to say anything is I know we're in a really tense election cycle and maybe he was protesting for your differing political views and he doesn't want to start any kind of tension between the two of you.
I think Abby's onto something. The protest had something to do with how you would receive it, because he's trying to hide it from you because his position on it at the time doesn't mesh up with your values now. So I'll use this stupid analogy. Let's say he's out there protesting to keep claws on cats, keep claws on cats, right? And you have a very strong opinion about that, right? He would right. not want you to know that that was his position.
Okay, I get that.
The PI did tell me, as far as jail time, he only spent one night in jail. The record said that.
Yeah. Okay, so that could be...
I guess that would make sense.
I feel like that. What you should do and what I would do in this situation are different, because you probably, at this point, should let it go. I mean, you like y'all all have said, you love him today. That was in the past. Now you know the reason. But I would have to know.
All right. Yes. I think there's some more digging that can be done. We know the date of the arrest, right? Because we know it was a long time ago. So we have the date of the arrest, correct?
I don't have the date, but I can reach back out to my PI.
Because if we get the date of the address of the arrest, right, and we know the location of where it happened, you can Google and or try to find like what protests were going on in that area at the time. Because I'm sure if people got arrested, there was a news story on it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Great idea. And then I can find out. I don't have to bring it up to him, and that's it. Yeah. It'll be over.
And you said he's 54 years old, so he could be like, stop playing new wave music! Or it could be anything stupid from the 80s.
So exactly.
Hold on one second for us. We'll get some more info, and then we'll continue to do the background check, and we'll find out what this was all about, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.